You're listening to The Blues on WBFO. I'm Pat Feldball, and here's a tune from the Taz Crew CD, Just Desserts, released in 2010. This is called Dat Maybe.
Don't say you love me when you just don't know. Don't break my heart with that, maybe so. Don't give me that hate, don't give me that hope. You ain't gonna love me, then just tell me so. Hey!
CD contains tunes that have been previously released, some re-recorded, some remixed, some remastered, but this isn't just a compilation disc. It's the result of Taz realizing what he liked and he didn't like about some of his songs and their production. The CD is the result of Taz's artistic evolution, and he was in town recently for an educational engagement, and we had a moment to sit down and discuss his new CD. And I asked him how he saw all this coming about.
Well, there's two perspectives to look at. One's economic, and the other one's artistic. The economic perspective is that these songs appeared on earlier albums that I put out that didn't really get national exposure or international exposure. I had enough that I sold at live shows that I was out of the product. And to reorder, you know, a product is very expensive. I mean, the initial order is one thing, but to reorder even a minimum amount is very, very costly to do that. So that I was reluctant to do that. And then not being sure that physical CDs were still being things that people wanted to buy. It was all up and available digitally. So wasn't really keen on necessarily reordering. But at the same time, I loved these songs. And when I recorded my You Keep the Money album that did so well in 2015 with a new studio and a new engineer, the engineer really, really liked the material. And he said, I really wish I could have had my hands on some of that stuff that you did earlier. And I said, I said, why don't we get a hold of some of that stuff and see what we can do? And I did, and I got it to him, and we thought about just in terms of remixing and remastering. But in some cases, I said, you know, I love these songs, but I wish I knew then what I know now.
In terms of?
In terms of mixing, mastering, and also performance. I mean, really, in performance and arranging and, you know, my own particular tastes of the kinds of way I wanted these songs to sound. And so it went from a remix, remastering idea to a remix, remaster, and reperform in some cases. There became new layers of things added to songs. But in some cases, songs are outright recorded from scratch again.
Can you tell me a little bit about the studio and the engineer who had this big effect on you?
His name is Ron Keck. Mm-hmm. He's the chief owner an engineer at Subcat Studios in Syracuse, New York. We were just talking before we decided to record that Kim Simmons is in town, and Kim records there as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Syracuse University grad in music education, top-notch gear, top-notch attitude, and he brought to the albums and the production a perspective that I didn't really consider much before, what I've learned a lot, and that is about the importance of making sure that everyone is playing in a relaxed manner and playing together. Sometimes when people will listen to a record, they might just go, I don't know, it just doesn't really sound that good. And it's they can't put their finger on what it is. Well, he showed me that a lot of times it's because someone in the ensemble is playing slightly ahead or slightly behind, and to make sure that everyone is focused on trying to really bring it back to the idea of the groove is just really, really important. And that kind of got away from me, and he reminded me of that, and that was where we went.
Reflecting his evolutionary artistic thinking, here's the song we opened with, Dat Maybe. Only this one is from Taz's new release, Simmered and Stewed. Check out the differences from the original.
Don't say you love me when you just don't know. Don't break my heart with that, maybe so. Then just tell me so. Hey! Don't say you will if you think you won't. Don't say you do when you know you don't. Don't give me that hey. Don't give me that ho. Don't give me that maybe when your heart says no. Love me, baby.
Love me, baby.
Or let the truth be told.
Dat Maybe from Taz Crew's new CD, Simmered and Stewed. My guest tonight is Taz Crew, and we're talking about how he's taken tunes from his previous releases and given them new treatments after they've been simmered and stewed for a while. What is it specifically that you felt you wanted to change up with something like Dat Maybe when you decided to revisit that?
I just wanted the songs to take on more of a relaxed nature and character that had come about with these songs, because I had been performing many of these songs since their original recording with various bands and with various players. And they had been simmering, if you will, and stewing for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And I had lots of different cooks involved, and sometimes they boiled over and, you know, put the flame out, and other times they just kind of sat there real nice and bubbled away. And I took note when they did that and said, boy, I think that's what I'd like to try to do with these songs, is to make them more relaxed and make them kind of just, you know, kind of simmer on the edge of the boil, but, you know, not scorching, you know. Keep stirring so the scorch doesn't come about.
Here's another one from the Taz repertoire. This is a portion of the original version of Gristle and Bone from 2009.
Keep dreaming about them biscuits, sweet butter dripping down, and an oh-so-tasty gravy, best I've ever found. But she ain't putting out that meal no more. I get the cheap and easy from the corner store. Them days are gone, only getting gristle and bone. Grizzle and bone, grizzle and bone, that's all I get is grizzle and bone. Used to be a biscuit and gravy, all I get is grizzle and bone. Grizzle and bone, grizzle and bone, that's all I get is grizzle and bone. Used to be biscuits and gravy, all I get is grizzle and bone. Now all I get is grizzle and bone, all I'm getting, yeah.
When the gristle and bone was simmering and stewing, did you have this conscious awareness that it just lacking something here? What triggered it for you there?
Well, yes, I definitely did have that feeling. And it became more apparent when I worked with players that were really skilled at their particular instruments, the harmonica player, the keyboard player, and that. And also knowing my own, you know, strengths and limitations as well. Plus, the other thing is I really got into a state of mind where I really enjoyed arranging, really enjoyed it. And to be able to play with all those pieces of the puzzle and try to bring them together in interesting ways has been a blast for the last two songs. But part of what a song sounds like depends upon the arrangement of, and I don't want to get real technical and detailed here, but who's playing what when, and the different instruments have different timbres to them that can make a song feel real high energy and excited, or can be kind of laconic, even though the song might be an up-tempo song. A perfect example on this new album are songs like the fair title cut, That Maybe, and the next one, Gristle and Bone. By adding a background vocal with Alice Honeybee Erickson doing the real top parts in that, the frequencies that she hits just cut through and add an energy that would not be there if those parts weren't there. I mean, I had enough backup vocals in there to make the song, you know, technically work, but to have that extra, you know, little sizzle, if you will.
Here's Gristle and Bone from 2016.
Open morning, noon, and night. Fire in the oven, it was smoking hot. Always something steaming in the pudding pot, but those days are gone. I only get grizzled.
so tasty, gravy, best I'd ever found. But she ain't putting out that meal no more. I get the cheap and easy from the corner store. Them days are gone, only getting grizzly and bone. Grizzly and bone, grizzly and bone. That's all I use, grizzly and bone. Used to be biscuit and gravy. All I use, grizzly and bone. Grizzly and bone, grizzly and bone. That's all I use, grizzly and bone. It used to be biscuits and gravy.
That is Gristle and Bone from the new Taz Crew CD, Simmered and Stewed. My guest has been Taz Crew, and you've been listening to our discussion of some of the thinking that went into the making of this new release.
But the main thing is that I really felt that the older versions just felt, they felt rushed. They felt frenzied a little bit, you know, and they didn't really take on the character that I really wanted them to be. You know, I think they reflected who I was as an artist at the time, that was, you know, in a hurry, you know, to get the better gigs and all that. And I think they reflected that. And I think these now reflect more where I am now, a little bit more relaxed and taking what comes, and good things are coming my way right now. I have to admit, thank the Lord. But yeah, so. They reflect where an artist is at a particular time.
Well, I think it's interesting that on this recording you've covered your own songs and reworked them and adapted them, but at the same time you've covered somebody else's song, a song not your own, on this release. Higher and Higher.
The old Jackie Wilson song.
Yeah. So that's very cool, too. So what prompted that?
Same idea. That's been simmering and stewing in my brain since I first heard and saw Jackie Wilson do that. As a kid, I've heard only one other version of that that was different than his. That was the Rita Coolidge version.
Right, yeah.
But it was a song that I heard at high school dances when I was a kid. I just fell in love with the song. And somebody said to me, you ought to do you ever think about doing a cover song album? I said, not really. And they said, well, is there a song you really love and respect? And I said, well, probably, if I think about it. And they just said, if you do it, make sure you do it totally different than the original artist. And that's the one.
What did you intend to bring to this that you feel brought something to that song? Because it's such a classic.
I think I want to get to the underpinnings of that song, that coming out of a blues tradition. When you hear the Jackie Wilson song, you might not hear that in that. Slow it down a little bit. Let the feeling of the song, let the feeling of the lyric be understood, and emphasize that feeling with a full gospel treatment of the song. So it was like a song that was sung in church rather than on the stage of Ed Sullivan.
It's got that lyric.
Boy, I'm an old guy. I just referenced Ed Sullivan.
And I'm an old guy because it didn't even matter.
You understood. Well, yeah.
Yeah, lip synced on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah. But when I perform it, I tell you what, I do not do the Jackie Wilson moves, I can tell you that.
No?
No, I don't do that.
No tops, no nothing?
No, nothing like that. No. I'm very proud of that song.
That's one of those songs that, to me, there are artists and songs that people don't cover because they feel they can't do it. And right. That would be one of them.
That would be one. And I heard, when I was thinking about this, I happened to be thinking about this song and doing a song like that, and I went to see a performance by an old New York City blues cat by the name of Danny Kelb.
One of my faves. I love him.
And he said, I'm going to do this song right here, My Way. It's a classic, and he did Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He said, when I first started thinking about adding this song, everybody told me, he said, can't do that song, which is why I'm doing it today. So, kind of like that, too. When I first did the first version of that, I did have a reviewer that really went after me on that and said, Jackie Wilson's got to be rolling in his grave. I said, yeah. Well, at least he's rolling, you know. Thank goodness.
Maybe he's rocking and rolling.
Maybe rocking and rolling too. You know, just out of respect, it's just I still watch old videos of that guy, and it's just amazing. He's just amazing.
Yeah, Jackie Wilson.
I love that original version, including the very out of tune trombones.
And that is Taz Crew. We've been talking about many of the things that went into the production of his new CD, Simmered and Stewed. I'd like to thank Taz again for his time, his insight, his thoughts on art and music. Let's close things out with a listen to Taz's take on Jackie Wilson's classic, Higher and Higher. You're listening to The Blues on WBFO. I'm Pat Philbaugh.
Downhearted, babe. Disappointment was my only friend. You came and it soon departed. Now I've never seen his face again. You know your love keep lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. Keep it up, quench my desire. I'll be at your side forevermore. I finally found you. You're one in a million, girl. When you wrap your loving arms all around me, I can stand up. I can stand up and face the world. You know your love keep lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. Keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. And you know, baby, there's times when I still get the feeling downhearted, still get the feeling like disappointment. That's my only friend. I think about you. Think about your loving arms around me. I can stand up and face it all again. You know your love keep lifting me high. Than I've ever been lifted. Than I've ever been lifted. Your love keep lifting me high. Your love keep lifting. Baby, I got something to say.
your love keep lifting high. You know your love has lifted me higher than I've ever been lifted before. Your love has lifted me higher. Your love keeps lifting me higher.